The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The night after the Clay County Lady Bulldogs eliminated Van Buren County from postseason contention, the two schools square off again in yet another round of 32. Winner goes on, loser goes home. Region 3A fight for your last semifinal. Tonight, the roles are reversed. It's Dustin Sobin and his 15-11 Eagles that migrate 67 miles northward into the heart of Bulldog country. It's here in Joe Sims' gym that 21st-year head coach Rob Edwards has groomed his 2021 Bulldogs into a pack of biting, barking, growling rabid hounds. They've torn through the competition with an insatiable appetite, compiling a 24-2 record, and they hope to just be warming up. Girls' action across the mid-state last night proved that anything can happen, and even the mightiest of teams can fall. We've got four quarters of basketball in front of us to determine whether it's Van Buren or Clay headed to the Sweet 16. One thing's for sure, by the end of the night, either the fur or the feathers are going to fly here in the Region 3A Fight for Survival.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the Carquest pregame show and our fourth Bulldog coverage of the postseason. Once again, we're high top of the bleachers at Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm privileged to be here this evening calling this elimination action. Soon, former head coach Thomas Watson will be joining me. But for now, as always, I'm joined by tried and true Bulldog inside and out, the Horizon Sports Network's very own Thomas Weaver.
I bleed back in gold, Daniel, no doubt about it. It's good to be here with you at home for a second region semifinal in as many nights. And if it's anything like last night, it's going to be a good one.
That was a classic installment. I hope this one's actually not as close.
Me too. And we thought we'd be battling Jackson County tonight, but got thrown a curveball when they got upset by the Eagles. So let's hope we can see the same result as the girls' game. And the Dogs earned their seventh straight Sweet 16 berth with a win here over Van Buren County.
That's right. You know, we don't know a lot about Van Buren. We do know they beat a good Jackson team, not to be overlooked.
And, of course, we wouldn't be here tonight without our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on board with us year in and year out. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network, just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what is in the paper in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show.
I got one last week, didn't I?
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, we're on
Hay, Rob
the
Montague, first time
and their
I ever saw Spencer play, they had this star
Crowd
girl player.
Bay County Bulldogs.
Name is Wanda Hodges.
Wanda Healthy Rehabilitation.
She married a Bolden.
Health care facility has an array of services.
She was the leading scorer in
rehabilitation
at Van Buren.
Long-term
her daughter
care,
broke her record, and then
the needs of you and
the Bolden daughter,
our model of care,
granddaughter, both broke hers, and then this one may break that.
Well-trained
I'm online, aren't I?
Heart. Nestled in the hills, Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Oakland counties in Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size. Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The article got our readers caught up on the entire Bulldog postseason, but the only game we haven't covered in the recap on air is the Dogs' 91-33 region quarterfinal win over Hardy Memorial. Daniel, Clay County won by more points than the Hawks scored the entire game. And it only took the Dogs two quarters to reach that final margin amount as they carried a 50-20 lead into halftime. Grant Strong recorded 14 of his game-high 18 points in the opening period, while he and Jeff Spivey combined for five dunks in the first half. The starters only played the first 16 minutes, while reserve finished off the entire second half.
Thomas, that's what you get with a four seed out of a four-team district, just a weaker team.
Yeah, and the Bulldogs took full advantage. Besides Strong, Jimmy Burchett also got into double figures with 11 points. And all 15 of other Bulldog players found their way into the scoring column, including Spivey with 9, Bryce Bailey with 9, Hamilton 7, Gunner Silk 6, Eli Smith 6, Andrew Smith 6, Weston Birdwell had 4, Xander Hale 4, Austin Anderson 4, Wyatt Browning 2, Colton Anderson 2, Braden Allred, too, and Joseph Burwell won. That's a mouthful, Daniel.
It was. You did a good job.
Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in next week's Delhalla Horizon. Stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Van Buren County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Boys Region Tournament update. We have 8 games going on in the eastern part of the state. Going to quickly recap all of them. In Region 1 tonight, North Green versus Sullivan North and Cosby versus Hampton. In Region 2, Harriman versus Tevaco Plains and CSAS versus Oneida. In Region 3, 2 semifinals. Monterey has traveled to Byrdstown to take on the Bobcats. And Van Buren County Eagles have traveled here to Salina to face Clay County. And in Region 4, the region we will match up with for sub-state, it is Moore County playing Eagleville and Fayetteville playing Cascade. Those are the 16 teams that are left in the eastern half of the state of Tennessee. To get into this game tonight, Clay County beat Richard Hardy Memorial. Van Buren beat Jackson County. It was Monterey beating South Pitt to advance to their semifinal. Pickett County beating Whipple. Coach Watson, you are 8-5 now after picking Livingston the other night over Cumberland County, but missed that South Pitt-Monterey game. Going to let you pick 3 tonight. We've got 13-12 Moore County at 12-14 Eagleville.
I'm going to take the home team on that, I guess. So they look like pretty balanced.
And 14-10 Cascade at 16-12 Fayetteville.
Let's go with Cascade.
And the final one, a double-A game. 18-11 Livingston has traveled to 23-4 Upperman.
Well, I'm not going to take an upset tonight. I'm going to take Upperman on this one.
All 3 tough games to pick there. That Boys Region Tournament update was brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No rat too big, no mouse too small. Budget Pest Control kills them all. We're going to go ahead and transition here on the CarQuest pregame show with about 2.5 minutes left prior to tip, prior to the playing of the national anthem. To the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Thomas, you always kick it off. Make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
Well, my policy tonight, I think the Dogs need not underestimate this Van Buren County team, you know, because in my opinion, that's the only way Clay County loses this game tonight. The Eagles, you know, they've played a lot of teams in our league, but they've also lost to them, too. They played kind of Jekyll and Hyde as far as consistency. But they've got the potential to knock anybody off at any given time, as proven by their upset at Jackson County in the semifinals. You know, from what I heard, they kind of live and die by the three-pointer. So, if they can keep it close and make a few shots late, they could have a shot here tonight at the Bulldogs. But I don't think they've played anybody like Clay County yet this season. If they just come out, play their game, I think the Eagles are fixing to find out what big-time single-A basketball is all about. Don't you think, Coach?
Well, I hope you're right. And like I said, I think, kind of the sentiment of our team is tonight, you know, we need to come out and get a good start and be careful with the three, you know, get a little bit of a lead on them the first half, which we haven't been able to do here in the last little bit.
That's right.
And carry it on over into the second half. But, you know, you look through, I know there's been some games where they've scored quite a few points, and there's been some games where they've been involved in some slowdown games. And I know the games they played with, I guess they played Jackson a couple of times, and they were all slow-down games. But apparently, you know, they came up with a way to beat Jackson in the third meeting. So,
Coach Watson, you're no stranger to elimination postseason contests. What changes things? Anything at all? Is it just another game? Is it a little different?
Well, you know, down deep, you know it's not, but you try not to show it. I mean, you know, the players know how important it is. And, you know, and sometimes you look up in a game like this, and you know in your heart, you've looked at some of the other people that aren't going to be playing and things, and you know that you're really playing the state tournament game tonight. I know we've had a couple of those over the years with people like East Robertson and some of those folks where we knew that then we won some of them and we lost some of them. But, you know, this could be one of those things here. We don't know, exactly how tough the folks in the other region are, but we know this is a pretty tough region here, and we know even if we win tonight, we still got one big obstacle left.
That's right. Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Strong & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We are here live on the Rising Sports Network, NGO Sims Gym, for this Region 3A semifinal between Clay County and Van Buren County. Voice of the Bulldogs, Michael Miller, beginning the ceremonies here, about to play the national anthem. So we'll go to break, then come back for the Subway Boys starting lineups.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, time to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show as we always do, and that is with the announcement of the Subway Boys starting lineups. The Van Buren County Eagles, their head coach Dustin Sullivan, a 15-11 record on the year. Thomas, I believe I have these starters marked correctly. You tell me if I'm wrong. Starting a senior, number 10. Let me go with yours. Top five. Number 34, a senior, Clay Cox. Another senior, number 10, Jason Stevens. Number 55, a senior, Will Reisner. Number 33, a sophomore, John Allen. And finally, Allen's a junior. And finally, number 12, a junior, Taylor Hillis. Van Buren County's a visiting team. They do wear their maroon jerseys, gold numerals on them, trimmed in white. The Clay County Lady, or not Lady, I'm stuck in last night. The Clay County Bulldogs, 24-2 regular season record. They are the home team tonight. They're led by head coach Rob Edwards in his 21st season overall, 472 wins to 191 losses. Starting for the Bulldogs, a sophomore, number 13, Keaton Arms. A junior, number 2, Eli Smith. a junior. Number 4, Jeff Spivey, a junior. Number 11, Grant Strong. And a senior, number 10, Gunner Silk. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where New Orleans Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because it's Subway, fresh is what we do. Almost game time here. Clay County has won 5 straight over Van Buren in this series going back to 2018. Coach Edwards, in his 21 years, has played Van Buren County 42 times. He has a 32-10 record against them, 15-5 here at home. Stepping in to get this one started is going to be junior Grant Strong. And number 34, Cox, for the Eagles. Strong controls the tip. Clay County working it the hoop to our left to begin this first half of play. Gunner Silk with it out top. Swings to Smith. Now back to Silk at right wing. Gunner kicks to Grant. Grant top of the key. Drives the left side of the lane. 6-foot running jumper is good, and he was fouled. Grant starting it hot here. Going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Clay Cox picks up his first personal.
It's a little different look there from Van Buren County than we see. It looked like a triangle and two with a guy on Strong and one on Spivey and then playing a zone underneath to start this one, Daniel. We could see a lot of junk defenses trying to slow down this Bulldog attack.
I'm sure you're right. 3-0 the score after Strong hits the free throw. Van Buren with the basketball. Cox with it right wing. He fires a three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Eli Smith. Eli out past the Grant. Grant at right wing. Down low to Spivey. Spivey scores.
Great pass.
5-0. 7:20 mark. First quarter. Full court pressure being applied by the Bulldogs. Eagles are going to beat it. Clay County pretty quickly backed off. They didn't stay and try to trap or anything. Cox with it. Right wing. Working against Spivey. Hands off to a teammate. Now in right wing. In the hands of Hillis. Hillis drives inside, dishes off to a teammate. That was Will Reisner, and Reisner's going to be fouled. Was it Arms? Keaton Arms going to pick up his first personal. Arms, if you recall, had an ankle injury in the District 6A championship game against Pickett County. He finished that game, sat out during the region quarterfinal as Reisner knocks down the first free throw, making it 5-1. He did not play against Hardy Memorial back on the floor tonight. Thomas looks healthy so far.
Yeah, he's getting up and down the floor just fine. Watched him in warm-ups, Daniel. Didn't see any sign of that injury, in my opinion.
Reisner misses the second free throw. 5-1 the score. Clay County with a 4-point lead and the basketball. Silk with it. Top of the key. Kicks to Spivey. Right wing. Swings. They swing it down to Grant in the right corner. Strong gives up to Smith. Smith into the paint. 8-foot jump shot. Good. Eli Smith adding points. Clay County up by 6, 7-1. We see this pressure again. Silk and Spivey with a trap of the Eagles. A steal. Eli Smith with it. Eli's going to have it taken away from him, though, by Taylor Hillis. Hillis gives off to Wheeler. Wheeler comes across the timeline, tries to pass down low. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Keaton Arms. The Eagles to inbound from their own baseline, 6:19 mark, first quarter. Clay County up by 6, 7-1. Eagles with it. Wheeler, right wing, working against Silk. Passes down low, and 2 points scored by Reisner from left block. 7-3 the score. Clay County back in possession. Grant Strong, right wing, works against Cox. Gives it back to Gunner out top, who's defended by Wheeler. Is that Allen or Weaver on 33,
John Allen.
Allen. I've got the wrong thing. I will get these Eagles figured out. Silk with it. Right elbow. Jump shot. No good. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound.
John Allen.
By Allen.
Talking to Coach Edwards pregame, he considers Allen the Eagles' best player overall as far as ball handling, slicing, and dicing. Early timeout here as Coach Edwards upset. Here, heading into the break.
5:33 mark, first quarter. Clay County up by 4, 7-3.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break. and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Coach Watson, South Surrey.
Well, we've started off a little bit better tonight, and we have a couple of ball games. We've got the ball inside and scored. We've got some good passing going on, pretty good defense. So hopefully we can continue to carry on.
Bulldogs in possession of the ball coming out of this timeout. They're also in possession of a four-point lead, 7-3. Grant Strong, left wing, gives Eli Smith left corner. Eli dribbles out top, gives the Gunner, now back to Eli. Eli drives to the right elbow, kicks it back to Gunner out top, hand off to Spivey. Jeff going to penetrate into the lane, kick to Smith. He fires a three, left corner, no good. Rebound Reisner. Reisner gives off to Allen. Allen going to run the point. The Lady, the Eaglets last night also with an Allen there running the point guard for them. We see Cox with it. Left wing drives inside. Arms turns him away. They kick back out to Hillis. His three-pointer misses everything. It is picked up by an Eagle, though. Cox underneath the hoop, hands off to Stevens. Stevens' jump shot no good. And a jump ball call between Spivey and Reisner. Possession arrow in favor of the visiting Van Buren County Eagles. Hamilton checking in. Arms checking out.
Now, Coach Edwards a little frustrated with the second chance opportunities for the Eagles there, I think.
4.5 minute mark, first quarter. Eagles on the inbound. Stevens with it. Hands off to Allen. Allen penetrates, picks up the dribble. Gunner Silk has him defended. Pass stolen. Grant Strong with it. Fast break. He gets to the hoop and he's fouled. Allen going to draw his first personal. Grant going to go to the line to shoot free throws. Strong putting together a remarkable junior season to go along with the rest of his teammates, aiding the Dogs into this outstanding 24-2 record. He does miss that first free throw. On the season, he's hit 201 of 258, good enough for 78%. He hits the second one there. So, Coach, you know, some of those percentages can be deceptive because maybe it's a low number of attempts. Strong, 258 attempts on the season from free throw.
That's a bunch of foul shots.
It certainly is. 8-3 the score after Strong goes 1-for-1 on the free throws. Eagles back with the ball. Allen inside, runs across the lane. Wild shot up, no good. Rebound Gunner Silk. Gunner across the timeline, works ahead to Grant. Three-pointer right corner, good. Grant Strong knocking down the triple. His 39th three-pointer make of the season. 3:45 mark, first quarter. Thomas Clay County up by 8. And head coach Dustin Sullivan wants to talk to the Eagles. 11-3 the score. Clay County with the advantage.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes.
Back here live, first quarter action. 3:44 mark coming out of this timeout. Head coach Dustin Sullivan trying to stop the bleeding here. Thomas, his team down by 8, 11-3.
Yeah, and just not having much luck. Clay County coming out, knocking down shots. Daniel getting into the lane. Just pretty much having their way with the Eagles early on.
They are. Reisner with it out top. Kicks over to Stevens. Stevens works to Hillis in the corner. Hillis working against Grant Strong. Strong backs him out. He gives up to Allen. Now back to Hillis, who fires a three. No good. Rebound John Hamilton. Hamilton to Spivey. Spivey ahead to Grant Strong. Grant across the midcourt line into the Clay County offensive front court. Hamilton sets a screen. Strong works to the right.
Still staying in this triangle and two, Daniel. You know, man-to-man on Strong and Spivey, and then that triangle zone in the middle, and that's how you beat it.
Gunner Great Silk, shot by Gunner. By Gunner.
The senior knocking down the triple. Gunner with his 29th three-pointer of the season. 2:53 mark, first quarter in Van Buren County under full court pressure, throws the ball out of bounds. The Bulldogs with an opportunity to extend what is already an 11-point lead, 14-3. Clay County, the favor in this contest. However, the Van Buren County Eaglets were the favors last night, Thomas, and the Lady Dogs went to Spencer and upset them. But it's all Bulldogs early in this one.
Yeah, and I think almost identical records. Clay County Bulldogs are 24-2. The Eaglets of Van Buren County had a 24-2 record, and we saw what the Lady Bulldogs put on them in the second half.
Jimmy Burchett has checked in for Clay County. He has it out top, gives to Spivey down low. A steal by who I show is Garen Lewis. Is that who you've got for 11?
Yes, sir.
Lewis with it out top for Van Buren. He's in substituting for Allen, who's getting a breather. They kick out the Cox. He drives baseline, gets to the hoop, and scores. 14-5. 2-minute mark, first quarter. Clay County back in possession. They do lead by 9. Strong with it, right wing. Backs out near the timeline. Resets. Looks to Coach Edwards. Edwards gives the instruction. Strong starts to execute. Kicks the gunner silk. Who knocked it down? Another three-pointer from left wing for the senior. And you can tell Gunner Silk wants to continue his Bulldog career with those 2 3-pointers here early in the first quarter of this elimination Region 3A semifinal.
Yeah, what a pure stroke Gunner Silk has, Coach. You won't see a better-looking shot, will you?
When he gets that motion, you can kind of know it's going in the hole.
That's right.
More substitutes for Clay County. Spivey comes out. Silk comes out on the floor right now. For the Dogs, Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, and Eli Smith. Strong with it, right wing. They got the ball back because the Eagles threw it out of bounds. Smith works to Burchett inside. Jimmy in the paint, tries to hand off to Keaton Arms. Keaton loses the handle. Loose ball picked up by Bryce Bailey. He hands back to Grant Strong. Clay County resets. Strong with it, penetrates inside. 10-foot jump shot good. 19-5 the score. 1 minute left in this opening first quarter. Clay County really flexing their muscle. Reisner with it for Van Buren. He drives to the hoop and an offensive foul called. It was Keaton Arms taking the charge.
And a great job of moving his feet and getting in position there, Daniel. Sacrificing his body in a game like this. And we know that he came into this one a little bit banged up already.
He was. He was hurting the other night. We've both seen it, talked to folks about it. It was not a, you know, pretty severe sprained ankle, but here we are about 4 days later, and he looks good on it. Very similar to Briley Burchett on the girls' side, same time injury.
And both playing the same type game already.
Gritty and tough. Silk with it out top for Clay County, 45 seconds and ticking after that offensive foul was called against Van Buren County.
Van Buren dropping into a standard 2-3 zone after that triangle and 2 didn't work. Of course, you don't have Strong on the floor, so you don't need it.
Bryce Bailey with it. He's called for the offensive foul. Perhaps a makeup call. Maybe that official didn't agree a few moments ago with the Eagle offensive foul. 30 seconds exactly left in the first quarter as Van Buren County takes back over. And there's a lot of ball left, but Van Buren's going to have to turn into a different team if they want to make this a game.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Evers talked about the three-point shooting. Well, listen, they haven't got a lot of clean looks yet tonight. The Clay County defense has also been on point, and we've got a 19-point first quarter going here for the Dogs.
Perhaps 3 attempts from outside for the Eagles, and they've yet to hit one. Van Buren on the inbound, working against pressure. Jimmy Burchett with a steal layup. Good.
And one.
Jimmy's going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And what an exclamation mark to the first quarter as we draw near the close. 20.4 seconds left in the quarter as the sophomore guard, Jimmy Burchett, steps to the line. Clay County up 21-5, make it 22-5 after he knocks down the free throw. Great crowd on hand here tonight in Joe Sims Gym to watch this contest. And the Dogs are putting on a show for them. Eagles with it, 14 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Three-pointer taken outside. They make one.
And there it is, Daniel.
John Graham, the senior reserve, knocks down the triple. Gunner Silk going to try to hit his third of the quarter. No good. First period ends with the buzzer there. Clay County with a healthy lead, 14 points, 22-8.
Future Proof Fiber Network. Experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym, where the Bulldogs are off and running here, Daniel. They lead 22-8 heading into this second quarter, and they're being paced by Grant Strong's 9 first quarter points. Gunner Silk, the senior sharpshooter, knocking down 2 threes for 6 points in the same period.
What I'm glad to see is the crispness and cleanness Clay County's playing with, because you go back, and we did talk about that Hardy Memorial squad starters only played, as you mentioned, 16 minutes. So it's been a day or two. They're rested up. They look really good. They look tough to beat.
Everything looks crisp tonight.
It does. Clay County with the possession arrow in their favor to start this second quarter. So Gunner Seal going to have it at the top of the key. Uses a Smith screen, works to the right, tried to dish back to Smith, had to go instead to Arms. Back to Gunner. Gunner drives into the paint. Euro step, shot good. Gunner Seal up to 9 points. 7:40 and ticking, second quarter. 24-8 the score. Clay County leading by 16 points. Graham with it, right wing for the Eagles. Kicks to Lawson. Lawson with it, defended by Smith. Gives it back up to a teammate. It's in the hands now of Lewis. He swings around to Frady. Back to Lewis. They're just working the perimeter, Thomas, trying to find a flaw with this Clay County defense, and it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, there's just not many out there. We've seen Cox get a step once or twice on Spivey, and that's about it.
Arms with a rebound. Outlet pass to Strong. Ahead, lay up, no good. Grant Fowl going to go to the line. You saw the strong right arm of Keaton Arms that he uses on the football field there. He got the rebound on right block and threw it down about two-thirds length of the court. Three-pointer was taken by Van Buren to set up that fast break when Arms rebounded the missed shot. Strong at the line, hits the first free throw. He's 2 of 3 on the night. Has another one coming. Strong, of course, a Mr. Basketball finalist this year. He does miss that second free throw. It's my understanding that the winner of that award will be announced at the Single A Championship, which will be on a Saturday in March, coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and there'd be nothing better than Grant Strong maybe getting to accept that in his own uniform.
That'd be great. That would be great. A timeout taken. No, just mass substitution going on for the Eagles. They've been playing some reserves, and now we're going to see those original starters come back in. A foul was called on Grant Strong, his first personal.
It's on Gunner.
On Gunner Silk, I'm sorry. Eagles going to inbound from their own baseline. They work it into Allen out top, who's checked back in. Silk has a way of neutralizing those great opponent players, and he's doing that so far with Allen. You mentioned him. Thomas is the biggest threat for the Eagles. He's been held to 2, maybe, I think, so far. Strong with a rebound of a missed Eagle three-pointer. He's quickly across the timeline, sets up at the top of the key, works to Gunner Silk. Now baseline pass to Arms. 6-foot jumper, good.
Good shot.
Keaton does a good job of using the glass.
Using the glass.
Bank that shot in. 6:10 and ticking, second quarter. Spivey and Silk just hounding the ball in the backcourt. The Eagles do beat the pressure, get across, Hillis with it. Works over to a teammate. I believe that was number 33 at, no, Stevens. Stevens on that three-pointer from the left corner. Grant Strong tries to answer with a three-pointer of his own. No good. Rebound Reisner. Reisner outlet pass to Stevens. Stevens to Allen. The Eagles across the timeline. 27-11 the score. Clay County up by 16. Eagles just trying to hang on in this one. A three-pointer taken and hit by Van Buren.
You got
to
get out.
No, Hillis. Hillis knocking that one down. Van Buren wearing those maroon jerseys with gold numerals. Hard to see who the player is sometimes. It's Spivey quickly.
Good shot, but Jeff. Good pull up.
Jeff scores. 8-foot jump shot. The teams start to swap points back and forth. Eagles having trouble getting it across the timeline. They finally do so. Allen with it. They say he carries the ball. Got his hand underneath the ball. So a turnover puts it back in Clay County's hands. 15 points the lead, 29-14. Full timeout taken by Van Buren. 5:05 left in this second quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back line, 5:05 left in the second. Coach Watson, 29-14. Clay County flexing their muscle.
They're absolutely clicking on all cylinders right now. You know, we got a little bit lax on the three-point shot there a couple of times, and they've knocked them down. We know they're a great three-point team.
Spivey with it, left wing, kicks to Strong. Now Burchett, they swing it around to Gunner Silk, right corner. Back to Spivey. Jeff yet to shoot a triple tonight. Maybe he'll get a look in a few moments. They work inside to Burchett, back out to Gunner. He fires, cannot connect on that attempt. Strong going to have the rebound. Grant keeps it alive, gives Clay County another opportunity. He drives inside the left block, gets to the hoop. He scores and he's fouled. Strong so good at finishing on those attempts. He maintains a good shot form even through contact. Me and Thomas were talking about that. He draws contact, but he still looks like he's
there's
shooting.
a lot of energy on the end of that shot, you'll notice.
So often somebody will go in and get contact and just sling it up. Well, not that Strong. He maintains that proper shot technique. He does hit the free throw, completing the three-point play, putting Clay County up 32-14. 4 minutes and 20 seconds here, second quarter. Eagles back with it. Hillis inside. Layup no good. He was well defended by Spivey. Arms the rebound. Works ahead to Silk. Gunner with it on the baseline. Spins, shoots. They call an offensive foul.
Lays that elbow up.
Second personal on Gunner. Eli Smith comes in. Gunner Silk comes out on the 4-4 Clay County. Keaton Arms, Eli Smith, Grant Strong, Jimmy Burchett, and Jeff Spivey. Halfway through the second, 32-14. Dogs up by 18 points. Biggest lead of the night. Reisner with it across the timeline. Has it right wing. Goes all the way to the baseline. Spins back to the left. Kicks out to Cox. Three-pointer from the corner. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Eli Smith. Eagles have another opportunity. The winner of this contest will go on to guaranteed double round region championship game and a sub-state sectional, depending on which area you're from. The older folks still call it a sub-state. The younger a sectional. Eagles on the inbound. Cox with it. Goes baseline. And a foul going to be called. I thought Cox stepped on the baseline, but they say Spivey fouled him. The other Region 3A semifinal going on in the boys is Monterey and Pickett County. I'd love to have a score update on that. Have to check in a few moments to see if anything's posted. Eagles on the inbound. Allen with it. He goes baseline and another foul call. Jimmy Burchett called for the reach in. And all of a sudden, the officials starting to take the momentum out of Clay County's hands.
Yes, they are.
not that they're bad calls, but just the disrupted flow of play kind of slows down Clay County. We like to play fast. Cox with it. Works over to a teammate, left wing for the Eagles, back to Allen. Allen inside, left-handed layup's good. A nice play by him. He also draws the foul. Keaton Arms picks up his second personal. And we're going to see Allen go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Currently, Clay County has the Eagles doubled up, 32-16. We do have a score update. Thomas looked up here. Starting the second quarter, Pickett County 21, Monterey 15. So a close one there. High scoring first quarter.
Still within reach.
Allen hits the free throw, making it 32-17. 3:20 mark, second quarter. Grant Strong with it, left wing. Gives off to Eli Smith. Smith to Jimmy Burchett out top. Back to Strong. Strong at the free throw line. Gives back off to Jimmy. Jimmy drives baseline. 6-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound Reisner. Such a tough shot on that baseline. Can't use anything to help you concern the backboard. And a three-pointer knocked down by the Eagles. It's Hillis knocking it down. His second triple of the night, if I'm not mistaken. And Coach Edwards wants to talk to the Bulldogs. 30-second timeout taken. 2:50 mark, second quarter. Clay County in front by 12, 32-20. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Welcome back to Salina here at Joseph's Gyms, where Clay County is up by 12, 32-20, just under 3 minutes left in the first half, Daniel. Grant Strong leading the way for Clay County. He's got a baker's dozen on the night with 13, and Gunner Silt, 8 points in this first half.
Coming out of this timeout, hopefully Clay County can regain the upper hand here. The last few moments, Van Buren on a bit of a run.
They are. That's a back-to-back 6-0 runs. Clay County will kind of get it out pretty good, and then they'll slice into it with that long-range shooting they have.
Spivey with it inside, kicks to Hamilton. Hamilton to Smith. Smith to Burchett. Jimmy with it into the lane on top of the Bulldog painted on the floor. Gives back up to Spivey. Now Smith right corner. Strong with it. Just inside the arc at right wing, into the paint, kicks to Burchett. Three-pointer left corner, no good. Rebound Hamilton. Nice job by John Hamilton. And the Clay County student section applauding their sophomore peer.
Yeah, Hamilton in the paint doing a great job filling in so far here tonight. And the Cowgirls and the Cowboys over there love it, Daniel.
Yep, student section dressed up tonight in a Western theme as Hamilton's at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Both teams with 17 fouls and in the bonus. Hamilton does miss the free throw. Rebound Hillis. Hillis works ahead to Allen. Allen into the paint. Kicks back out to Hillis. Hillis can't hang on. An Eagle turnover puts it back in Clay County's hands. Coach, 32-20. Van Buren with those three-pointers has drew back within reach.
Yes, they have.
Burchett going to run the point for the Dogs. Kicks to Spivey in the corner. Inside to Grant Strong, who's posted up against Cox. Strong on the block. Scores. I like that matchup down low. We know Strong is a guard. He stands about 6'5". Likely has not done growing yet as a junior. He can play inside or outside here in single-A basketball. Reisner with it inside. He's fouled by Hamilton. Reisner hits the shot, goes to the line, and now he'll try to make it an 11-point game as he attempts to complete the three-point play. 34-22 currently the score. It looked early like Clay County was going to run away with this one. The Eagles have settled in, though, and maintained this 12 to 10 point difference for a while now. 34-23 as Hillis does hit the free throw. Strong though, unwilling to let Van Buren hang around. He comes down. Free throw line jumper is good for two more. He's high up in the double figures.
Yeah, and he's got his stroke going too, Daniel. You can just see it. He gets to the pinnacle of that jump shot and releases it, and he's on tonight. You can just see it in his eye.
Hillis with it right wing. prior to his three-pointer being released, a foul called on the floor against Hamilton. I believe that's John's second personal. 19 foul against Clay County. So we've got Cox at the line for Van Buren to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 36-23 the score, 13-point lead for the Dogs. Free throw no good, rebound Grant Strong. Grant across the timeline, sets up at the top of the key, checks out the defense, looks to the bench to coach. Coach Edwards stayed in that chair tonight. He's not been up out of it yet. Strong drives to the left elbow, kicks off to Burgett. Jimmy dribbles back out top, gives to Eli Smith. Three-pointer, good. Eli Smith from the right corner knocks down his first triple of the night, making it 39-23, 16 points the lead. We're down to 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Van Buren with the basketball.
Yeah, that was a big shot for Eli Smith. You know, we've seen folks lag off of him in the last few games. Finally knocking one down, he can make them. He just got to have that confidence, and that one right there could give it to him.
Yeah, now that's he was looking for the ball, and he was ready to shoot it when he caught it.
You're right, Thomas, when you mention confidence. Smith, fully capable of doing it. He's just got to believe in himself to do it.
That's right.
20 seconds and ticking here. Clay County back with the ball. Van Buren, I kind of missed what happened. Threw it out of bounds, I think. So still a 16-point lead for the Dogs, 39-23. Grant Strong with it, clock down to 10 seconds. He's wanting to isolate and drive. Gets to the top of the key. They pick him up. He fires a three instead. In and out, no good. Rebound Eagles, 2 seconds on the clock. Reisner, desperation three at the buzzer, no good. This first half ends 39-23. Clay County with a 16-point advantage here in the Region 3A semifinal. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. we'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee for this big Region 3A semifinal matchup between Clay County and Van Buren County. The Bulldogs lead the Eagles 39-23 here at the break, a 16-point advantage. They went up by 14 at the end of the first quarter when they outscored Van Buren 22-8 and then increased it to 18 midway through the second before Van Buren hit three threes to close out the first half and narrowed it to 11. And then Grant Strong and Eli Smith made the last basket of the first half to increase it back to 16 points. For Van Buren County, they're being led by Taylor Hillis and Will Reisner, who have six apiece. John Graham, John Allen, and Jason Stevens all have three, and Clay Cox has 2 points for the Eagles. For Clay County, Jimmy Burchett has three, Keaton Arms, two, Eli Smith, five, Jeff Spivey, four, Gunnar Silks made two threes of his own and has 8 first-half points, and Grant Strong leads the way with 17 first-half points here as Clay County leads 39-23 at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking is your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading 39-23. Here at halftime, about 3 minutes until the beginning of the third quarter. Go ahead and look at a few series notes. We mentioned a few of them pre-tip. Clay County is seeking their seventh consecutive sectional berth. The Dogs have appeared in 15 region semis under Coach Edwards. They are 12-3 in those contests. The three losses came in 2008 to Westmoreland, 2010 to Red Bull, and in 2013 to Clark Range. The Dogs have won region semis in advance to the sub-state game. 2003 through 2006, 2009, 2011, and then, of course, 2015 through current day. Pretty dominant there. Coach Edwards has met Van Buren County once in a region semifinal prior to tonight. That was in 2005 when the Dogs won 59-47. Looking at single game leaders against the Eagles of Van Buren County, scoring first, top three, Tyreek Key with 38 points in 2017. Trent Bowles with 43 points. Actually, he has tied Tyreek, so we got two guys tied for first in scoring against the Eagles. Tyreek Key with 43 his senior year, and Trent Bowles with 43 his senior year. Three-point leaders. Sailor Walden leads the way there. He had six triples against Van Buren in 2006. Free throw leaders. Corey Hamilton leads the way with free throws made, 13 in 2012 against Van Buren. Rebound leaders, huge number here. 19 rebounds for Josh Endicott in 2015. Assist leaders, two tied there with 10 apiece in a single contest against the Eagles. Chad Watson with 10 in 2002, and John Godwin with 10 in 2005. Steal leaders, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Chase Stevens had 7 takeaways against Van Buren back in 2002. Coach Watson, you were telling me earlier about a memory from the early 80s against Van Buren. Why don't you share that with listeners about Mark Ashlock's big shot? Oh. We didn't know you did the whole thing.
Microphone on. Okay, we were playing up there, and the score was... We had 98 points as the buzzer was going off at the end of the third quarter, and Mark Ashlock, he got the ball at the foul line on their end and turned and shot a two-hand set shot. He didn't throw it. He shot a two-hand set shot, three-quarter length of the floor, and made it. And we went 100 points at the end of the third quarter up there. That may be the longest shot I can ever remember being made, and it was actually a shot.
One of the highest offensive totals that I recall at the end of the third. A huge number. I know you guys used to go north of the century mark quite a bit back in those days, though.
Yeah, that we went over 100 probably that year, I don't know, 6 or 8 times.
Third quarter action about to get underway. The team switch into the floor. The Eagles will shoot at the hoop to our left. The Dogs will shoot at the hoop to our right. Allen with it out top, kicks to Stevens, now back to Allen. Allen drives the left side of the lane, working against Silk, gets the shot off, and it's good. A nice start for John Allen, the junior point guard for Van Buren County here in the third quarter, making it a 14-point game, 39-25. Clay County back on the offensive end. Spivey with it, kicks out to Silk. Gunner at left wing, hands to Grant Strong. Grant at left elbow. Picks up the dribble, kicks back to Gunner. Three-pointer, good.
Good again.
Gunner still.
He's got the gun cocked and ready to shoot.
He does. 3 three-pointers on the night for Gunner, putting him into double digits. 7:15 and ticking, third quarter. Allen with it for the Eagles. Works the Cox. Cox over to Stevens at right wing. Stevens back to Allen. Allen being defended by Eli Smith.
Yeah, we switched up with Gunner with his fouls.
Van Buren just working the perimeter. Stevens with it, kicks to Hillis. Now Cox, left wing. They don't have much of an interior game. They don't work inside very often, but we see an inside drive by junior point guard John Allen, and he adds 2 more points. 42-27 now. Allen drew the foul also and is at the line. Arms has 3 personals. Missed the free throw. 42-27. Clay County up by 15. Grant Strong, right wing. Now Silk at left wing. Gives to Eli Smith. Smith to Spivey. Jeff drives to the free throw line. Kicks it back outside. Grant Strong, right wing. Jump shot, left elbow. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Off of an Eagle. Bulldogs going to inbound from their own baseline. Keaton Arms comes to the bench. John Hamilton comes onto the floor. Strong going to throw it in. Gets it to Silk out top. They swing it all the way back to Strong, who set up in right corner. He drives inside. 6-foot jump shot. No good. Hamilton with the rebound. Put back. No good. Strong with a tip back. Good.
Good. That's a good tip, guys.
Clay County refusing to give up on that possession. Finally came away with points. And a foul going to be called on Spivey. Spivey in the backcourt, pressuring the ball. Gets called for the contact foul. Eagles inbound again. Spivey and Silk with a trap on Allen. Allen in trouble. Finally gets it away to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline. Works inside to Reisner, and the ball's knocked away by Hamilton. Eagles going to inbound from their own baseline. 5:51 mark, third quarter. 44-27 the score. Clay County up by 17, and Thomas Van Buren has not been able to cut it back to lower than 11 at any point since Clay County extended the lead.
Yeah, I was looking back in the summary there at halftime, and you're right, 11 points, the closest they've gotten it. They knocked down another from long distance, Daniel.
It was Hillis, the senior. I think that's his third or fourth three-pointer on the night.
Give him three.
Smith answers, tried to answer. He misses his three-pointer. Rebound, Allen. Allen playing with a full head of steam. Tried to pass ahead to Stevens. Stevens can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. And Clay County going to take back over.
Good heady play by John.
John Hamilton actually got in that passing lane, disrupted the pass. That's why the Eagles could not hang on. Hamilton playing good tonight. He always does. That's not a surprise. John Hamilton all year long has been Arms' his backup. Sometimes he drew the start when Arms was injured. And Hamilton playing very mature for a sophomore.
You see Coach Evers taking Strong into the post, and he kicks it out to Silk. No good.
Tip back by Strong, though. Grant Strong does such a good job of hanging around the goal when his teammate shoots. He cleans up a lot of misses, and he did that one. He's over 20, I believe, on the night. Eagles with it inside. Two more points scored by post player Will Reisner. 46-32, and once again, the Eagles refusing to go away. 14 points the difference. Clay Kenny, we'll say comfortably in front, but the Eagles maintaining this separation. Foul called on the floor against Cox. His third personal, so he comes out of the contest. Checking in for him, sophomore Caleb Lawson. Ball inbounded to Silk. Silk scores from left.
Great inbound pass. Good finish by Gunners.
4:15 and ticking, third quarter. Eagles trying to get past Bulldog pressure. Allen with it, finally gets past Silk, past the timeline, passes ahead to Reisner. I can't remember his name. To Reisner. Reisner missed his shot. Silk with the rebound. He goes coast to coast, layup good.
Made the basket. Good move.
Silk well into double figures on the night, picking up where he left off the end of the regular season when he was scoring around 20 a night. The Eagles go to the free throw line. It's going to be Jason Stevens. Bucket was no good. However, John Hamilton was called for the foul. Picks up his third personal.
Lost his balance and fouled him kind of as he fell.
First free throw is up by Stevens and good, making it a 17-point game, 50-33. And before Stevens shoots the second, head coach Dustin Sullivan, calling his third time out of the contest, wants to talk to his team. 3:44 mark, third quarter, Clay County 50, Van Buren 33.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 50-33 with just under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The Dogs are being led by Grant Strong, 21 points, but Gunner Silk also has 15, two in high double figures so far for Clay County.
Whenever Clay County does that, I'd like to know the numbers. Of course, they've only lost two this year, but odds are Clay County going to come out on top whenever those type numbers are thrown up. Second free throw was missed by Stevens. Eagles got the rebound. They fired a three. It was no good. Strong pulled down the rebound. He brings it into the front court, kicks to Spivey. Spivey jump shot, right elbow, good.
Good shot.
Jeff getting on the board, I believe, for the first time tonight.
Got six, Danny.
Oh. Rigsby with it. Reisner, not Rigsby. And he turns it over.
Coach made a good catch.
Clay County taking back over. They lead by 19. Biggest lead of the night. 3:10 and ticking, third quarter. Silk out top. Coach Edwards has made use of all eight of his upperclassmen in this one. They've all seen the floor. Strong passes down on to Burchett. Jimmy misses the shot from right block. Spivey keeps it alive, kicks back to Grant. Three-pointer left wing, no good. This time Spivey going to rebound again. Works the seal. Gunner with it, top of the key. Kicks to Jimmy, swings it around to Grant. Grant goes baseline, gets turned away by good defense. Spins back into the paint. 8-foot jumper, good. Strong playing well. Thomas, you mentioned it earlier. Just has that stroke about him tonight, that look in his eye. And he's had it all year. But looking really good tonight.
Well, every shot he's making, it doesn't bounce around and go in. It's true, Daniel. And you can just see a difference in him when he's on like that.
Hamilton pulls down a rebound off an Eagle miss shot. Hands it back to Grant Strong. Grant going to walk across the timeline with it. The junior works over to senior point guard gunner Silk. Silk down low to Hamilton. Hamilton to Spivey. Spivey drives another jump shot up. Good
shot.
Spivey using the glass.
Under control. Use the glass.
Spivey getting close to double figures now with that bucket. Under 2 minutes to play. Third quarter. Allen with it for the Eagles. Behind the back pass.
Oh, look.
Shot missed though by Reisner. Great play by Allen. Should have been an assist. Reisner just could not complete the play, and Strong picks up the loose ball. Grant sets up at left wing, works against Lawson, kicks across the silk. Now Spivey back inside to Strong. Strong at right block, power dribble, has it stolen by Hillis. Grant power dribbled, spun to his right into the paint, and Hillis stripped him of it there. Allen spins himself in the front court for the Eagles, and a foul called on Strong. Grant picks up his first personal, I believe. And that's something else that we see about Grant, very similar to Tyree Key in the regard that he seldom comes to the bench, yet he never gets in foul trouble. I don't ever recall a single broadcast we've called, Thomas, where Strong's had three personals, much less four or five.
Yeah, you go back to Tyreek and Strong, you know, when they got picked up a couple quick charge calls, that was the only time early in the, you know, first half or something like that. But, you know, and Strong was guarding Allen earlier. He's playing some pretty good defense here without fouling. You're right.
And just credit, they had the smart basketball play. Eagles, another turnover. They've hurt themselves tonight, but credit the Clay County defense. It's that pressure that's causing
we've
them.
We've done a good job in the passing lane tonight. I know we've had some tips.
Dogs back with it. Spivey inside. Kicks to Burchett. Burchett passes down over to Hamilton. And John
Great Cole. Pass.
Always a special chemistry there between the first cousins, Jimmy Burchett and John Hamilton. They work well together. Burchett gets the assist. Hamilton gets the bucket. Eagles back with it. 30 seconds left. Third quarter action. Freshman Garen Lewis with it. Picks up the dribble. Hands off to Lawson. Lawson spins into the paint. Wild shot, no good. Rebound, John Hamilton. Hamilton going to be fouled by Reisner. Clay County going to inbound. 58-33 the score. I don't feel I've said that in a few moments. 15 points. Is that right? 25 points. 25 points the lead for Clay County.
Clay County. Clay County on an 8-0 run right here, Daniel, to kind of put this one, stretch it out there with 10 seconds left in the third.
10 seconds and ticking. Bailey with it out top for Clay County. Down to 6 seconds. Bryce still with it. Works to Burchett. 3 seconds. Burchett inside. Shot up. No good. Buzzer sounds. Third quarter ends. Region 3A semifinal is getting closer and closer to its conclusion. Entering the fourth quarter, it's going to be Clay County 58, Van Buren 33.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 8 minutes left to settle this one, Thomas.
Yeah, Clay County putting their foot on the gas right there at the end of the third, Daniel. They outscored the Eagles 19-10 in that third frame. To, like you say, put some separation in this one and put this one away with 8 minutes to play.
A turnover. Rarely seen mistake. Ball handling wise. Gunner Silk, I think, dribbled off his foot, and he goes out of bounds. Eagles take back over. And credit a lot of, obviously, Clay County, very talented coach, very talented players. But give credit to their District 6A brethren for making it such a tough regular season, night in, night out. It's tough, you know, and they did sweep the district 14-0, but that were battles night in, night out. And when we go into these region games against District 5 teams, as Reisner scores two more points, when we go into these District 5 matchups, it's just a different level of competition. Even the best out of District 5 just don't hold up to the mid-range teams of District 6.
Yeah, and you see that year after year. We called for the District 6A sweep. We didn't get it as Monterey went down and upset the number one. Monterey are what, sixth seed?
Oh, have a Jackson. What, you're saying we want the District 6A sweep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But yeah. Anyway, Monterey upset the number one out of District 5, too. So, yeah, I forgot about that. But
yeah, you're right. Our regular season standings, Monterey was the sixth seed.
Yeah.
Strong at line to shoot free throws. Hit them both. Is that correct?
Yes.
60-35, 25 points the lead. So Clay County going to be at home Thursday night against the winner of Monterey and Pickett. The last score that we see on that was a halftime score, Pickett County 35, Monterey 26. Likely is John Allen scores two more. Strong back with it in the front court for Clay County. 7 minutes left in the contest. 60-37. Strong jump shot. Good. He's getting close to his average of 31. Eagles back with it. Clay County up 62-37. Very likely that we're going to see a rematch of the District 6 title game here in the Region 3 title game. And it will be a rowdy, raucous crowd Thursday night if we do see Pickett County come into town. However, we have a new score update. It's two more points are scored by Reisner. Reisner having a good night down low. Beginning the fourth quarter, Pickett County 45, Monterey 41. Four-point game in Burgetown. Either way, it'll be a dogfight Thursday night. We do know, barring a miracle, Clay County going to be in that contest. They lead 62-39. 23-point lead, 6:24 left. A foul was just called on the floor against Stevens of Van Buren County. Grant Strong going to inbound from his own baseline. He works into Hamilton. Hamilton jump shot. Baseline no good. Rebound Cox. I like John's choice to shoot there. Just could not connect on it. Three-pointer up by Van Buren. No good. Rebound Hamilton. John's pulled down a lot of boards tonight. He hands off to Strong. Strong into the front court. Grant drives the left side of the lane, kicks out the Gunner, three-pointer up, and
good. All the way.
Is that five for Gunner?
Just four, Daniel.
Just four. If he hits another, He will join the likes of Dawson Russell, John Tanner Dodson, and Dylan Burble, who have all hit five triples in the game against Van Buren. As we mentioned, at halftime, Cesar Walden leads the way in that category against the Eagles with six. Allen with it out top. Works across to Cox. His three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Strong going to play quickly across the timeline. Goes into the paint. Euro step. Dishes off to Hamilton. Hamilton misses his shot from left block. Rebound, Reisner. Reisner to Allen. Allen into the front court. Dishes to Cox. Another three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Strong works ahead to Spivey. Spivey at right block with it. Shot up, good.
Good job, Jeff, getting back under control and putting it in.
Spivey in the double figures. So three dogs all breaking 10 points, or at least having that many. 5-10 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County going to move on to a strong 25-2 overall record after this one goes final. They are up 67-39 right now.
Another rebound for Strong.
28 points the lead. Strong with it, fires a three, right wing, no good, a little short off the front of the iron, rebound Allen. Allen pushes all the way to the hoop at the other end, reach in foul called on Strong. Grant picks up his second personal. Van Buren to inbound, that is the fifth team foul against Clay County here in the second half. Jimmy Burchett checking back in. Senior Gunner Silk going to check out.
Give him a little break.
Whistles blow on the inbound. I believe it's because Silk was not off the floor yet. And we see freshman White Browning check into the contest for the first time. Looks like John Hamilton may be done for the night. We've not seen arms much in the second half. Coach Edwards going to rest that ankle.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. You know, he looked pretty good, but if you don't need him, like you say, rest him. We've got a big game coming up, with, presumably, just like you said, Pecos County. We need to check that again.
Yeah, maybe another update. We know going into the fourth, it was Bombcats by four over Monterey. Eagles on the inbound. Cox with it out top. Works to Stevens. Stevens hands back off to Lewis. Lewis now, he's a good player. He's a freshman, but he's scrappy. He has it right wing. Fires a three. No good. Rebound Spivey. Jeff going to be fouled by Clay Cox. Fifth team foul against Van Buren. So Clay County's going to advance to their seventh consecutive sectional. And I think we kind of take that for granted a little bit, Thomas, because we're used to seeing it. But that's pretty special. Grant Strong coming out for the final time tonight. Bryce Bailey checking in for him.
And getting a nice hand from the Van Buren folks.
Yeah.
Well,
he was.
I guess.
The Eagles bringing their senior players off the floor there, I think, Daniel. Strong deserves the applause, there's no doubt about it. But Cox and I think Allen, you see them embrace here on the sideline.
I thought I'd nearly slipped that side.
Long-time players here for the Eagles, I think.
No doubt great ones. They had a good season. 15-11 record coming into this one. Van Buren with the ball now, a foul called.
No points in a while, still 67-39. Clay County just kind of put this one away and been in cruise control, haven't they, Daniel?
28 points the difference they have, Thomas. Just a good night for them. As we talked about earlier, in the first half, when it was still close, Clay County, that's when they played their best, you know, and that's why they got this big lead. Just a good performance for the Dogs here at home in Joe Sims Gym. Jimmy Burchett in the backcourt going to be fouled by Stevens. That's going to be the sixth team foul against Van Buren. So Clay County will inbound. On the floor for Clay County, we see Spivey, White Browning, Bryce Bailey. Actually, Spivey's no longer on the floor. Andrew Smith coming in. So let's let the substitutions roll through. Spivey and Smith come out for the last time tonight. The new dogs on the floor. Sophomore Bryce Bailey. Sophomore Jimmy Burchett. Freshman Weston Burble, freshman White Browning, and freshman Andrew Smith. Burchett with it out top, drives the right side of the lane, kicks across to Browning. Browning loses the handle. Lawson with it for the Eagles, works into the front court, hands off to a teammate, and a foul call. It was a shooting foul. We'll see shots coming. few score updates from around. Moore County leading Eagleville at halftime. Cascade leading Fayetteville by 7, fourth quarter.
And that's the two we'll be matching up with in the sub-state, Daniel.
No score update on Piggott County Monterey. Still 45-41 entering the fourth. That's all we know. Yeah, the Region 4 teams, nobody sticks out. Much the same on the girls' side. They're all good teams, but all of them slightly over 500 records. Nothing very outstanding. Bulldogs back in possession. Free throws were hit by an Eagle a moment ago. One of them, that is, making it 67-40. Eagles back with it. Three-pointer taken and missed by Canyon Frady. Rebound Jimmy Burgett. Burgett back into the Clay County front court. Going to set up shop at the top of the key. Work to Bailey, right wing. Rice with it. Reach-in foul call against Graham. 3:05 left in this one. Austin Anderson comes to the scores table to check in. Jimmy Burchett going to exit the contest. So Coach Watson, a pretty special thing going to happen Thursday night, the opportunity to play a region championship game for Clay County at home.
I don't know. We've never had that before. I can't ever remember us having it.
These strange times that COVID had produced gave the Dawgs the opportunity to be at home here in Joe Sims Gym for each and every postseason contest they've played so far.
Right.
Just a great advantage for them here in front of the hometown crowd. Eagles with the ball. Jump shot good.
Wheeler. Yep.
Ryan Wheeler, the sophomore, with the points for the Eagles. Austin Anderson with it, right wing for Clay County. Works back to Bailey. Bryce puts up a three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound, Weston Birdwell. He puts it back up. He's shot, no good, but Weston was fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot, too.
Good hustle.
He's been a bright spot off the bench for the
Dawgs.
Yes,
he has.
Birdwell at the line. First one's away. Good. Second one's away, also good. 2.5 minutes left in this one. Clay County up big, 69-42, 27-point advantage. Lewis with it for the Eagles, top of the key, working against Andrew Smith. Gets down to the right block, kicks it across the paint to a teammate. That shot's up, no good. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Wyatt Browning. It was Ethan McCoy on the shot attempt. Eagles going to inbound, try it again. Lewis works in to Wheeler. Wheeler out top, hands back off to Lewis. He drives the right side of the lane. Running jumper's good.
Good move.
Yep.
Nice shot.
25-point difference, 69-44. 2 minutes left in this Region 3A semifinal. Van Buren County season going to come to an end. Clay County going to continue on. Get a little bonus basketball. The region championship is a non-elimination round, so they're guaranteed that appearance, plus a sub-state berth. Anderson, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. The ball got stuck between the backboard and the rim.
We've seen that quite a bit this year, Daniel. But you're talking about those, Clay County moving on. It is a bonus round in that region championship. But you talked about Clay County's home field advantage or home court advantage. They won't have it if they don't knock off the Bobcats in the region championship. That's what makes that game so big,
right?
Getting to host or having to travel.
Now, let's pay attention to the bracket real quick, because if a number one seed, if Fayetteville, never mind.
It's not relevant here.
Never mind. I was thinking about the other region semi.
Yeah. Van Buren knocking down a three. It was Canyon Frady, number 32, Daniel.
Substitute tone for Coach Edwards on the floor for the Bulldogs. Freshman Joseph Burble, freshman Austin Anderson, freshman Xander Hale, freshman Braden Allred, and the fifth freshman out there, Colton Anderson. Burble with it out top, minute 15 and ticking. Anderson right wing, now Hale out top. Hands back off to Burble. Birdwell to Allred. Allred drives the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Anderson. He's not shy. Fires a three. No good. Rebound Eagles. Van Buren with it. Outlet pass ahead. Goes out of bounds. And the Dog freshmen get it back. 56.3 seconds on the clock. Clay County's cruised in this one, Coach.
Very, very good ball game tonight. Interesting ball game. Good hustle by our Dogs tonight.
Certainly was. Good first half. Good opening quarter by the starters to jump out to a lead. Big lead at the end of the first, and they've maintained that. A steal by the Eagles. It's Wheeler. He's all the way to the hoop. Joseph Birdwell strips him of it. Austin Anderson picks up the loose ball. Excitement here to finish it out. He passes ahead to Hale. Hale to Anderson. Anderson's shot no good. Austin Anderson keeps it alive. Joseph Birdwell with it. He gives back to Austin Anderson.
Oh.
A three-pointer hit from right wing. I guess if you keep firing them, they'll finally fall. Anderson on his third attempt hits it. Eagles with it back in their front court. A three-pointer up and good. A flurry of points. James Lowry knocking it down. 5 seconds left in this contest. Joseph Berber with it. He gives to Braden Allred. Allred's three-pointer no good. The buzzer sounds. Clay County wins this one. They move to 25-2 on the year. They advance to Thursday night's region championship game. Final score in this Region 3A semifinal. Clay County 72, Van Buren County 50. Stay with us. After a few ads, we're going to come right back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Wheeler, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. The Clay County boys are now 25-2 on the season with their win tonight, 72-50. We're now going to jump into the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, Daniel, you know, I said going into this one, Clay County was going to show Van Buren County what big-time Class A boys basketball is all about. And besides, you know, Van Buren cutting into the lead, almost getting it below double figures in the second period, Clay County just gained control early and cruised in this one. They led 22-8 at the end of the first quarter and extended it to 16, 39-23 at halftime, and then blew the game open in that third quarter, outscored the Eagles 19-10, and pretty much put this one away once they got it out to 20.
Like they've done so many times this year, going to the half, the opponent might have a chance. They're believing in themselves. You come into the third quarter, Clay County just demolishes them, puts them away, and that's what happened to that.
Absolutely.
Early in that third quarter.
You know, I think they came in here tonight, and I think Gunner's attitude was, hey, you all know who Grant Strong is. I'm going to introduce Gunner Silk to you tonight.
That's
and
right.
He did.
No doubt about it. And Gunner had a big game here. And he's the one that kind of, you know, Daniel talked about last night with the Lady Dogs, Rachel Kobus and Katie Yarms, the seniors. They're the ones that's on an elimination game. And
right.
Gunner Silk played that way, got this team off to a good start early here tonight, and they just cruised, didn't they, Coach?
Yes, they did. And like I said, it was a great game to watch. It wasn't too nerve-wracking tonight, guys.
No.
Thomas didn't throw his pencil. I mean, Daniel didn't throw his pencil away tonight or anything. So,
well, it was kind of enjoyable after last night.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Nice and loud up there. I wonder, could they hear you guys over the – all the noise.
It was tough. It was tough, no doubt. Raucous environment last night at Van Buren County. This edition of Clay County Van Buren, not hardly as tight. Thomas, like you said, just a steady progression all throughout those four quarters.
And it was. And a lot of that came on the defensive end, too. You know, you limited Van Buren to less than 50 points. Coach Evers talked about their three-pointers, how they shoot them, and the points they score. You know, their top player, John Allen, held to less than double figures. He and Taylor Hillis both had 9 points for Van Buren. John Graham had 3. Ryan Wheeler, 2. Kenyon Frady, 4. Garen Lewis, 2. Ransom Lowry had 3. Jason Stevens, 4. And Clay Cox, 2. They were led by Will Reisner in the post with 12 points tonight. Clay County, several people on the board. Austin Anderson made a 3 late. Weston Burville, 2 free throws for 2 points. Jimmy Burchett had 3. John Hamilton had 2. Eli Smith, 5. We talked about that big three-pointer he made. Keaton Arms, 2 points tonight. And then 3 in double figures. Jeff Spivey with 10 points. Gunner Silk, 18 points. And Grant Strong leading the way again. Just a quiet 27.
Yeah, a quiet 27. Certainly was. Folks, that portion, what's called the Bulldog Wrap-Up. And it's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Now it's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. This was the Region 3A semifinal. It would have been the last game of the year had the Dogs lost. And for that reason, we went with senior Gunner Silk because he came out with urgency, with toughness, with desperation, played like his basketball career was on the line during these four quarters, and he produced for his team.
It may have been his best game of the year, guys.
Played
all
really
around.
Good.
It was. I think he missed 1 3-pointer, the best I remember, and maybe more than that, but he really had his stroke going. Made 4 tonight here in competition. 2 of those coming in that first quarter. Onslaught, that's what I'm going to call it. You know, Clay County came out here and just dominated from start, and Gunner Silk was a big reason behind that, wasn't he, Coach?
Yes, he was. Like I said, he was, like you said, well, we can't all we can say is he came ready to play tonight.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Like I said, he introduced himself to this crowd from Van Buren County tonight.
That's right. And, you know, we've seen him come on late with his scoring here down the stretch of the regular season and into the postseason. And it's always about his defense. I saw there once, we talked about John Allen being the best Eagles player on this team. Well, we saw Allen kind of heat up right there early in the second half. He made back-to-back buckets. Coach said, I better put Gunner on him. Allen didn't score the rest of the game.
I mean, that's just another one of those nights. And, I mean, Gunner, he just sucked it up and says, hey, he's got such pride in that.
He does.
You know, I mean, he does.
That's his identity. You know, that's for years it has been, but what I like best is that 18 points.
That's right.
When Gunner scores 20, we're going to win.
Yes.
I don't care who the opponent is. Grant's going to get his. Jeff's going to get his. Keaton's going to do his part. When Gunner offensively gets near 20, as he's done several times this year, Clay County going to win the game. And that's the reason why Gunner Seal was tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Let's check the scoreboard one more time. I'll let Thomas do that. Going to do a bit of a region bracket update here. In Region 1, the two teams that advance to the Sweet 16 are going to be North Greene and Cosby. They'll play for the Region 1 championship. In Region 2, it's going to be Harriman and Chattanooga Arts and Sciences facing off. From Region 3, we know Clay County's advancing. We still do not know who the winner of the Monterey Pickett game is. The last score we had was Monterey 54, Pickett County 50, with a minute 47 left in the contest. In Region 4, Moore County beat Eagleville to advance, and we're still waiting to know about that Fayetteville Cascade outcome.
It's a final, Daniel. Cascade 53, Fayetteville 48.
So we know that Clay County are going to play a sectional game. We know it will be either against Moore County or Cascade. The location and the opponent yet to be determined on that. Girls are going to be in action tomorrow night from Clark Range High School for the Region 3A Championship. We'll be on hand to call that one. The boys will be back in action here in Joe Sims Gym for the Region 3A title game on Thursday night, either against Monterey or Pickett County. Guys, final thoughts before we wrap it up here.
You know, Clay County just tuning up for that region title game here tonight and ready to make a run at the Elite Eight, aren't they, Coach?
Well, you know, when it gets to this point, whoever you're playing, the next game is the most important game of the year.
That's right.
That's right.
Elimination or not. Folks, for Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, actually, one more thing in case you don't know. New update. Monterey and Pickett County heading into overtime. 58-58, four quarters, not enough to settle that one. All those region tournament updates obviously have been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, License to Kill. For Thomas Weaver and Thomas Watson, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.